Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Government says it's committed to help keep ArcelorMittal South Africa's long steel business alive. This follows Monday's announcement that the business will close with 3,600 jobs lost. Talks have been ongoing for the last year, but AMSA says it cannot sustain the losses any longer at the expense of its flat steel business. However, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition says any solution would need to include a commitment by public and private sector entities to procure locally manufactured steel in their projects. Fair enough? Well, yes, when it comes to cheap imports of Chinese steel. But industry insiders say the real problem is another policy put in place by, yes, you guessed it, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. This says scrap metal exporters won't get permits unless they first offer the scrap to local mini steel mills at vastly reduced prices. The mini mills snap up the scrap and produce steel which is much cheaper than AMSA's. Kill that policy to keep AMSA alive, you kill off the mini mills. It's complicated, but if you want more detail, former Business Day editor Peter Bruce explains it well on the Business Live website. His conclusion, it's all down to chaotic policymaking. South Africa's Consumer Commission is investigating domestic budget airline Fly South Air for routinely overbooking seats on its flights. This follows a complaint by a passenger who was bumped off last weekend. Fly South Air has apologized, but confirmed it does overbook flights to ensure the airline keeps tickets as affordable as possible for passengers. Dozens of posts on social media demand an explanation. Surely, they say, if you have 200 seats and sell 200 tickets, when one of those passengers doesn't make the flight, doesn't get a refund, it's no loss to the airline. The Consumer Commission says it will assess and review whether overbooking by Fly South Air is compliant with several sections of the Consumer Protection Act. It's also calling for anyone who has had a bad experience in this regard to contact the Commission. If you've been involved, send your details to this address, inquiries@thencc.org.za. inquiries@thencc.org.za. On the markets, the JSE has come back slightly to end with the all share up 0.7%, the top 40 up 0.8%. London's FTSE much the same in New York, the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.2%, the Nasdaq ending just beneath flat. Tokyo, Hong Kong, Sydney this morning all down around 0.5%. The US dollar at 103 to the euro, the rand at 18.94 to the dollar, 19.51 to the euro, 23.30 to sterling. Gold at 2,673, platinum 961, Bitcoin 93,725, Brent crude oil just over $77 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.